Vossie, this is a good one from Panther George. He says, boys, wanted to relate a story about the gentleman that John Sattler was. Many years ago, I worked at Club Tweed Heads that hosted a lunch for all the kangaroos who lived up this way. John asked me where he had to go, so I took him to the restaurant. He introduced himself to me and spoke until we got there, and then he shook my hand, thanked me. Next day, I was in a pub at Southport when he walked past and saw me, came over and said, g'day. He remembered my name, introduced himself to my dad and organised a couple of beers for us before apologising for not being able to chat longer, and off he went. That happened over 30 years ago and stays with me. R.I.P. Sats.
With respect to modern players, could that possibly happen with any modern-day player, you think that would happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Think they would? I think there's more...
Yeah, I mean, they're good blokes, but
John Sattler's obviously gone out of his way there to do something like that.
Yes. But there is some good blokes playing the game at the moment. And one of those we've got online, Vossie, because the grand final rematch is at Combank Stadium on Thursday. It'll kick off round four. And the Panthers captain, Nathan Cleary, joins us on the line. G'day, Nat.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good. Mate, you're coming off the bye. So, and just looking at the footy over the weekend, all played in, you know, apart from the night games, 35 degrees, probably a good weekend to have off.
Yeah, I think it was. It was definitely pretty hot out there on the weekend, and there's actually some pretty good games of footy too. It was high-scoring ones, which is a little bit unusual, but yeah, it was a weird time of year to have a bye, but I thought we got a lot out of it, and yeah, really ready to go for Thursday.
Yeah, I've heard the other players and the Manly boys speaking about playing round one and then having a rest. You got 12 days off before round two. It does seem a bit strange. Just we were talking about the points scored in the opening three rounds. And Vossie, I don't know whether you did do the count. Did we get to 75 tries over the weekend?
We got. I haven't confirmed. 73, 74, 75, but short of the 83, yeah, so which is the record.
83 is a record, Nat. Do you think it's got a fair bit to do with the heat? What do you put your finger on the big scores?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not too sure. It's hard to put your finger on why it's happening. We haven't scored too many points in the first few rounds, so hasn't happened to us, but yeah, I'm not too sure. I think it's been good though that they've been close games, and yeah, just about every game's been pretty exciting to watch. So sure the defence will come more into the game as the year goes on, but yeah, it's not been too bad.
Nathan, for you, some people have looked at you know, World Cup commitments of some sides and wondered whether that's had an impact. For you, you played World Cup, you know, all the way up to the World Cup final in Old Trafford. Has it been a little more draining? Have you had a spring in your step every single day? Have you had to pace yourself a little into the start of the season?
No, to be honest, it hasn't been that draining. Yeah, I had a pretty good off-season. I was able to travel and get away, and yeah, by the end of it, I was more than happy to come back and get into some footy. You know, there's definitely days where you're feeling better than other days, and you know, that's just part of the roller coaster, and just trying to get the best out of yourself. But yeah, for us, I don't think that's it. That's not much for me. That's definitely not an excuse. You know, we probably haven't started the year as well as other years, but again, you know, that's just how it is, and you got to keep dealing with that and trying to improve. And I thought, you know, with this week off, we've done it pretty well, and I feel like we've got a lot out of it.
I heard some discussion around how did Penrith get better? You know, two grand final wins back to back, three grand finals in a row. Like in the case of you, Nathan, part of your game is your kicking game. Does that mean that you're working harder than ever to... Remember in the days of the late Warnie was working on mystery balls and things. Are you constantly working on things like your kicking game to do things a little different? Your goal kicking, do you work any harder at that? You're already an 80% kicker. Those sort of areas?
I think you have to, Vossie. I think, you know, if you become content with what you've got, then it sort of starts to get worse. So you've got to always be working at it. You've got to always be, you know, practicing and trying to improve, even in areas that you think you're pretty good at. They're probably the areas that I work the hardest at. So, you know, I think it comes down to just evolving as well. I think, yeah, if you're just content or stuck with where you're at, people go past you, people work you out. So you always got to be, yeah, just trying to get better. And it's interesting you mentioned about the mystery balls from Warnie. You probably don't do as much as that, but yeah, you got to be thinking differently. And, yeah, you know, things might work for a certain amount of time and then people start to work it out. A lot of teams do video, so yeah, you constantly got to be evolving and, yeah, it's exciting. You know, it keeps the thrill there and, yeah, it is, yeah, it's good fun.
Nat, we went to a lunch last week for Roy Simmons, who was Simo's, you know, diagnosed with dementia, and he's fantastic at the moment, you know, and things are going well for Simo. And we've just spoken to Ron Coote about the late John Sattler and passing away yesterday, which was quite sad. Did you get a chance to meet John Sattler over the years?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet him. But, you know, I think the stories around him were just, yeah, they're amazing. Just the kind of bloke he was, but also how tough he was on the field. My granddad actually used to speak about him and the kind of player he was and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's very sad news. But, you know, I think there's great memories of him shared by a lot of people.
And captain's run tomorrow. Everyone fit? Everyone good to go? Scott Sorensen back in the lineup after he's passed his HIA protocols?
Yeah, Sorrow's good to go. And, yeah, everyone's looking pretty good. So, yeah, it should be a great matchup. I know Parry get Madison back. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's always a good matchup against, you know, Penrith and Parry, but even coming off a grand final rematch. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to it and should be a good game.
Now, we've got a song about your dad, actually, your coach at Penrith, that we've played. Look, I know music's a big part of the Penrith team. You know, Jerome, the boombox, and all that sort of music going there. But I've challenged Brandy, if he could somehow get into the centre of excellence, the song about Ivan, the Ivan song. Nathan, if I may, can I just audition this? Do you think this would go down well with the team if we played this in the dressing room, say, before Thursday night's game? Just have a listen to the song.
Ivan.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be.
What do you think, Nathan? Would that hit the mark? Would that work?
Honestly, the boys would have a field day with that. They would play it flat stick anytime Dad's around.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a good thing, Charlie.
I'll send it across to your playlist, and you can give it a run tomorrow Thursday night.
Oh, that's actually funny. Yeah, they'll have a good laugh for that.
The Ivan song could be the secret to Penrith's worst performance of the last 3 years. It comes out. No, that's not going to happen. We just mix things up. We put on a different song pre-match, and Parramatta led 24-0 after 20. No, look, it's the grand final rematch that is flying under the radar, and it's because of the Dolphins-Broncos Friday night. But I can't wait to call it on Fox League. SEN will have coverage. And to be quite honest, Nathan, and you've grown up with it. I mean, whenever Penrith play Parramatta, it's something special. It can be a pre-season trial, and you did play a pre-season trial. It still means something.
Oh, 100%. You know, that's just the way you grow up. Even through the juniors, Penrith and Parra always big matchups. I remember even when Penrith and Parra weren't going that well in the NRL, they were always close games. There was always, you know, good crowds that turn up. So, you know, it's a joy to be a part of now that, you know, we're both been quite successful the last few years, and Western Sydney's really thriving. So, yeah, it's always a great game.
Thanks for your time, Nat. All the best.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Nathan Cleary here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy ahead of the grand final rematch. And again, SEN with coverage of that full broadcast on Thursday night. Parramatta and Penrith to kick off round number 4 of the NRL. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.